from Gimel Amud Beis Tav. We had a shtira in Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda says that Mashna Adam Al Kakola Shal Peres Biyontif Rishon V'Ochol B'Sheni and Beis Shenolda B'Rishon Tochol B'Sheni but not B'Rishon. And we had before that the Mishnah that ain't soaked in Saperis also in Mashkin, but if the Peris is set aside for food, then the liquid that comes out of them is mutter, and it's just like what's it called, Beya Shenolda. And that would mean that it's mutter even on the first day. So Rabbi Yochanan said you have to switch around the Mandiomrim over there in the Mishnah in Shabbos. And what's it called? The switch on the man, the Omrim over here, by what's it called in Erevin? No, in Sultan. Missing Shabbos, you have to switch it around. That Rabbi Yehuda was the one who holds that it's Osir, and the Chacham holds that it's Mutter. Okay, now the Ravina Omar Laolam Lo Sepuch. You don't have to switch around anything. Rabbi Yehuda Devrayim the Rabban and Komer Lahu. Rabbi Yehuda was talking to the Rabbanon and saying the following: L'didi afilu barishon lo mishari, in the Mishnah in Erev. He said to them that to me it's mutter even on the first day. The uchad de afresu, because according to what I hold, it's ochel that's separated from ochel, and ochel that separates from ochel is mutter. Elodidchu odoli mias the b'sheni shari. The shnei kedusha say. But even according to you, who say that it's domet to, what's it called, Be'er Shenolda, and what's it called, and it's Osir on the first day, at least admit to me that on the second day it should be Mutter, because it's two Kedushos. And therefore, among the Shabbat, it's Mutter. Either it wasn't born on Yontif, or today's not Yontif. But Amri the Rabbanan, lo, Kedusha Achasi. The Rabbanan answered, no, we consider it one Kedusha, and therefore there's no Miman of Shach, and if it's born on one day, it's also the second day, it's like one long Kedusha. Rashi. Ravina Omar Hadikom Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Ashita Lo Sepuch. That which Rabbi Yochanan answered, this stira in Rabbi Yehuda, between Shabbos and Erevin, you don't have to switch around anything. Uchla Dafrasu Vekivin the Mishum Schita Leka, Mishum Mashkim Shazavu Nomi Leka, Balmenes Lachila. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda holds that since, what's it called, if you squeeze it for the sake of food, not for the sake of liquid, it's mutter, so surely there's no gzeira that you can't drink the juice that came out by itself, because maybe you'll squeeze it, you're allowed to squeeze it. L'didchu d'asrisula apesheni, but the Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, you who asked it even on the second day, nohi nomi de'islechu b'deya gzeiris mashim shezovu, v'afilu b'tarnigolus ha'minis l'achila, you hold that liquids that come out of a solid are still asr. So you asked it on the first day, at least admit to me that on the second day it's mutter mimon of shach. And the Rabbanan say, no, kedusha achasi. We hold it's also even on the second day. And Rosh Hashanah is not like other yomim tovim, where it's taka sofik, whether the first day or the second day. The hanach lav mishum sveika iskun. The abdizman bezin hayu olsin osa shnei yomim. Rosh Hashanah is not only misofik, even in the time of the Beis Din, in the Mekanes HaPiaria, they sometimes made Rosh Hashanah 2 days mitam vaday. In Bo Edom and Amincha LeMalek and Amin Rosh Hashanah. If Edom came after Mincha, they would keep that first day Kodesh and make the second day Kodesh. Not Misafik. So since Rosh Hashanah has the possibility of both days being Kodesh, one with the Rabbanim, one with the Raisa, whatever is Osir is Osir, and there's no Heter Miman of Shach. Okay, right. Ravina Bered Rav Ula Omar Hocha Betarnegolis Omeres L'Gadol Beitzen. Okay, now we're going back to the explanation of the Mishnah, the Machlokas Beishama and Beisil. He says, talking about a Tarnegolis that is set aside for eggs. Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamei, oh no, Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamei Dislei Mukta. Right, going back on this Machlokas. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Osir on the first day, but not the second day, has nothing to do with the Gzeir of Mashkim Shazavu. Has to do with Mukta. It's talking about a Tarnagolis that's set aside for eggs, and the Tarnagolis is Mukta, and the Mela, the egg, is also Mukta. And on the second day, it's Mutter, again, Mimon of Shach. It's two kedushas, right? Either today's chol, so it's not muktzeh altogether, or it was late already from the day before, and therefore it's not muktzeh. It should be muktzeh because of migutzis katsoi, right? That's not the case, because what's it called? It was only muktzeh because of the previous day, not because of the coming day. But in any case, it either was late on chol, and now by now it's not muktzeh anymore, or now it's chol and there's no din of muktzeh. Okay, but that's why the second day it's mutter. But the first day is also not because of the gzeira mashkim shazavu, but because of what's it called? Because of it's a chicken that's set aside for laying eggs, and it's muktzeh. The male of the egg is also muktzeh. Mashain came the case of mashkim shazavu, which he compares to beyash and nolda. That's talking of a chicken that's set aside for food, not for laying eggs. Okay. Meisve. Echad beyash and nolda b'shabbos. The echad beyash and nolda b'yontif. Ein metalplin osa. Lo the chasus bo esakli. Velo lismach ba kroi hamita. Aval kofa leo esakli. B'shvil shalot tishavir. Usveika asura. Dim nisarva be'elef kulan asuros. Okay, now we're going to ask a question on the different shitas and how to explain the Mishnah. The Brisa says that Be'er Shenol the B'Shavis or Be'er Shenol the B'Yontif is muktzah. You can't be metaltal it, not to what's it called, not to be, to use it as a cover for a kli, or to use it to support the bedpost. Right? If you put it on the point of the egg can support a lot of weight. So it can support the weight of even of a bedpost. But our kofa levis kli, you're allowed to cover it with a kli, b'shvil shalosha shavir, in order that somebody shouldn't step on it and break it by mistake. We'll see one second that what's the chiddush on that. Let's see Rashi. Meishli, ahanach amoroi kamoi, the ifluk b'tam of the beisil de masnisa. This question is on the different opinions of why Beis Hillel holds the egg is also in the Mishnah. L'chassus bos ha'kli, pitz lochis. Right? You can't use it as a cover for a kli. Can't move it. L'smoch bos zokva keneged chuda v'somichba. You put it on, what's it called, opposite the point of the egg, and it can support all that weight. Aval kofa leo, v'apagav dihi, and you tell us. Even though you're not allowed to move the egg, metalten is a kli letzorcha. You're allowed to move a kli for the tzorich of something that's muktzah. Ulafukim the Rabbi Yitzchak, and this is not like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Omer ain kli nitl el adovra nitl b'shavas. That this brisa seems to say that you're allowed to move kalim for the sake of things that are muktzah, and Rabbi Yitzchak holds like that. You're not allowed to move a kli except for something that you're allowed to move. And how does Rabbi Yitzchak learn this brisa? The iu mokila b'tzarklim komo shel kli. It's talking where you need the makom of the kli. So you're allowed to move the kli from its makom, and once you have it in your hand, you can use it for something else too. You can use it to cover the egg. Okay? And Tosa says, from here we learn, that anything that's muktzum, kli shemalachto le'isr, which you're allowed to move l'tzarek gufo makomo, once you pick it up to move it from its place, you can put it anywhere you want. You can continue moving it after that. But that's only by kli shemalachto le'isr. But something that is aser muktza, worse than kli, that's not mutter mitzor gufa makomo, but you had some kind of heter to move it, right? There's no heter, what's it called, to move it more than just the heter. Once you have it in your hand, you can't continue moving it. That's really a machlokas. The shaila is like an ismol of mila, right? The mole is allowed to be metaltal the ismol to make the mila. But as soon as the mila is over, it's muktza. So what does he do with it? So one man, the Omer, the Achronim, I think the Ramah says he can move it, and what's it called, then take it and put it wherever he wants to. Because once he has it in his hand, the heter, just like we see, a kli shemalachto le'isr, right? If you move it l'tzorech mekomo, you're allowed then to move it anywhere you want. Till you finish that ma'isa, put it down. So you can take, like over here, the kli that normally you can't move except for something that's movable, but if you need the makom, you're allowed to pick it up, move it from that place, and even cover the egg with it. Same thing with kli shemalachto le'isr. Same thing over here. You had a heter to hold the ismol. It's in your hand. Put it away where you want to. And other achronim argue on the Ramah, and they say, no, it's different. Where you had a heter to move it, l'tzorech makomo, right? There you can move it any way you want. But over here, you never, it wasn't, it was always muktzah. It's just a special heter for the bris. Once the bris is over, you kind of put it down immediately. You can't put it anywhere else. Okay. Usveika shel zu asura. And now we think that the suffix is going back on this egg that was born on Yontif or on Shabbos. If it's suffix, it's asur. Kosolka daitich, suffix nolda biyontif, suffix b'chol asura biyontif. Think now suffix means we're not sure if it was laid on Yontif or Chol. Still, it's asur. So the Gemara asks, the imnis arva be'elef kulan asuros. And if it got mixed up even with 1,000 other eggs, they're all asur. So now the Gemara says like this, Bishlam ala rabba dom mishum hachon v'hanik sveika d'oraisa. Rabba holds that the reason it's asur is because of hachona, that's an issur d'oraisa. Meaning that that's muktzah min ha-Torah. Something that's chaser hachana is a case where the Torah said it's muktzah. And therefore it's asur min ha-Torah, to eat, to move, min ha-Torah. Right, so sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. That's why sveika asur. If you're not sure if it was born on Yontif or not, you're not sure if it was an issur d'oraisa here or not. So sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. Ela Rav Yosef Yitzchok da'amrei mishum gzeira sveika d'rabbanani. V'chol sveika d'rabbanan l'kula. Right, the Chora, according to Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yosef, it's a Sofik Durabana, because the whole Isser of Beish and Olda Beyontif or B'Shabbos is only an Isser Durabana, because of the Gzeira of either Mashkim Shazavu or what's it called, or Perish and Ashur. So, if why should the Sofik be Asher? Sofik Durabana, right? Sveika Durabana, he, the whole Sveika Durabana, Lakula. Omer Lei, or Omrule, Seifa Essen L'Sofik Treifa. No, Enochanami. This Sofik, Osir, is not talking about Sofik, whether the Bay was nolded on Yontif for Shabbos. Not talking about that. Since we're talking about eggs, it tells me another case of an egg. A Sofik Treifa. An egg that's Sofik, whether it was born from a Treifa or not, is Osir. And that's an Issa D'Raisa. Sveika D'Raisa L'Chumra. How do we get to talking about Sofik Treifa? Because we're talking about eggs. So I wanted to tell me another halacha of eggs in the same thing. It's not talking about the original case that we started with. So Mara says, Ihochi emo seifa. That's the case. Look at the seifa. What is the seifa? Say, this arva, mashma, that egg that you're talking about, that's a suffix, is asur if it got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, kulan asuros. I amres bishloma suffix yontif suffix chol. If you say that it's talking about an egg that we're not sure if it was born on yontif or chol, then have a dover sheish lamatirin, v'chol dover sheish lamatirin, afilu be'alef lebottle. Then I understand why it's not bottle. Because it has a dover sheish lamatirin. Don't eat it today when you're not sure if it's mutter or not. Wait till tomorrow is chol, and for sure you can eat it. So that's why Rashi says dover sheish lamatirin is not bottle, afilu be'alef. Elei amre sofik treifa dover sheish lamatirin. But a treifa is dover sheish lamatirin. So why isn't it bottle? It should be bottle b'shisha, or bottle b'rov. If she bottle b'ruba, she bottle b'rov, right? The chitem of beitza chashuva v'lo bottle. Okay, once a little bit will go on. Let's see Rashi here. Sveika d'rabbanan he. Dafilu vadai mishum gzeira hu d'tmisser. Even if it'll be vadai, it's only also with the rabbanan because of the gzeira. Now it's a suffix. The suffix whether that issur d'rabbanan applies or not. Suffix d'rabbanan l'kula. Where it says no, the seif is talking about a suffix treifa. Suffix nolda mitarnigol is treifa. V'la biyantif koi. V'ari da'ari b'issur beitzah ari nami b'ha. Right, so that's talking about a beitzah should nolda biyantif. So what another kind of issur on a beitzah? Another thing that could be issur on a beitzah, that if it's what's it called nolded from a treifa, so the beitzah is issur. You're not sure if the chicken was a treifa or not, or you're not sure where this egg came from. You found the egg, and you're not sure if it came from this chicken you know is a treifa, or the chicken that's not a treifa. So it's also mi suffix. Sheesh lamatirin. So if that's the case, then we're talking lechora in the next case about the same egg. That egg got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs is also. Why? If it's a suffix treifa, it's a regular case of bittel barov. If it's a case of beitzah shenolda biyontif, then it's not bottled because it's davar sheish lamatirin. Don't eat it today. Wait till tomorrow. It'll be mutter. Right? You don't have to rely on bittel to eat it. Wait till after yontif, and you can eat it without any bittel. So don't be somich on the bittel when you don't have to. The din of a bittul were only said when there's no other eitzah. There's another eitzah. Wait till tomorrow. You can eat it beheter. Eat it beheter. Afilu be'elef lo bottle. Dover sheish l'matirin is not bottle. Afilu be'elef. The afagav the rice achad betray bottle. Even though min ha-Torah bittul barov, dechsiv achri rabim l'hatos, you after the rabim. So one is bottle and two. Ach m'rabonin hoel v'yesh l'matirin la'achris man. It's a din de rabonin. It's a chumra de rabonin. The dover sheish l'matirin is not bottle. Lo yochlenu be'israel yedei bittul. Since anyway it's going to be mutter completely without being somach on bittul, if you just wait, don't be somach on the bittul now without waiting. That's how Rashi learns Dover Sheish L'Matir. There's a famous Ran, and we'll go into it more in detail tomorrow, but the Ran says another reason why Dover Sheish L'Matir. First of all, he says Dover Sheish L'Matir is only not bittul if it's min b'mino. And he explains the reason is the following. There's a machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether min b'mino is bottle b'chlal or not. We hold min b'mino is bottle. But Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is not bottle. The Ran explains why. When you have two different things, right, so one can overpower the other one. But when you have two things that are exactly the same, neither one overpowers the other one, just the opposite. They strengthen each other. So bittul only applies when you have different things. Something different can be bottle and something different than it. But something that's the same, there's no idea of bittul. If you have oranges that are mutter and oranges that are aser, and they got mixed together, they're all oranges. So there's no idea of bittul in things that are similar. Why the Rabbanan hold there is? Because they're not similar. Because one's mutter and one's aser. So that makes them dissimilar, right? But when you have davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's what's it called, min b'mino, so now physically they're the same, and even din-wise, they're similar, because both of them are going to be mutter tomorrow. Today, one's aser, but that's not enough to make it completely different, because it has in it the heter for tomorrow. So it's like something completely the same. So therefore, what's it called? Even the Rabbana would hold that davar sheyesh lo matirin is not bottle. There are many, first of all, that's only by min b'mino, right? And there are, the Ram himself brings rayas that bittul, what's it called, davar sheyesh lo matirin is even by min b'sheino b'mino, but he slugs up all those rayas. But the other Rishonim will say that's not the case, that it's not only by min b'mino. And tomorrow we'll see, there's a shaila by Sufik, or Svek Sveka. Do we say that, what's it called, that davar sheyesh lo matirin, even a Svek Sveka, normally a Svek Sveka is mutter. How about a Svek Sveka by davar sheyesh lo matirin? Do we say the same halacha, according to Rashi, right? Don't eat it now because you're machriya with a Svek Sveka, right, and you have to come and paskin a shayla. Don't paskin a shayla. Wait till tomorrow and eat a beheter. So according to Rashi, the same reasoning would apply. But according to the Ran, it has nothing to do with bittul. The whole idea of davar sheyesh lo matirin was a din in bittul, not a din in don't rely on a psak when you don't need the psak tomorrow. Right, so it only applies to bittul. So a svek sveka by davar sheyesh lo matirin should be mutter. Right. It's regular, what's it called, regular case of the Sufik Rabbanan, if it's a Rabbanan, or even the Raisa, Svek Svek is Mutter. And yet, we'll see tomorrow that by Sufik, we also say Davar Sheish L'Matirim, that the Sufik that's normally Mutter is not Mutter because Davar Sheish L'Matirim. And that L'Chorah doesn't go according to the, can't fit with the Ran Svar, but that we'll see tomorrow. Okay. So now we're stuck. We're saying that Sveiko is Aser. So the Gemara says on Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, that's Akasha. Why should Sufik Beitza Shanol the Beyontif be Aser? It's only a Sufik the Rabbana. The Gemara said, not talking about Beitza Shanol the Beyontif, it's talking about Sufik Trefa. The Gemara says, that's very nice, but what are you going to do with the fact that it says that if that Beitza got mixed up with 1,000 others, it's Aser? Right? L'chor, if it's a Sufik Trefa, it should be Batl Barov. The Chitema, and if you'll tell me, Beitza Chashuva Velo Batla. No, the reason it's not Batla is for another reason. Because a Beya is a Dover Chashuv. And you sell it by number. You count it out. And anything that's counted out is Chashuv in that bottle. Right? Ha'nich l'man d'yomer kol sh'darko limno shaninu. That's good, according to the man d'yomer, who says that anything you sell by counting is Chashuv and is not Batla. But it's not bottle. But according to the man, the Omer who said that it's not everything, but only those things that are specifically sold always by counting are chashuv and not batal. But things that sometimes are sold by counting and sometimes not are not are yes batal. Then an egg is something that's not always sold by counting. Sometimes it's sold in bulk. My Iklameimer, where is this machlokus of es shadarko or kol shadarko? This not. Mishahoyulu chavile talson shokilai kakerit. Yidliku. You have bundles of talton. It's kind of fenugreek. It's kind of spice. Well, of kilai akerim, which is osur bano. So the halacha is you have to burn it. It's osur bano. Nisarvu bacheros, bacheros, bacheros. And it got mixed up with others and others with others. Shaila, what that means, what happened over here? Because here it could be it's a sex taker. But with the pashas tells us that you don't not gorish this. Acheros, bacheros. Got mixed up with other things. Kulan yidlaku. It's not bottle. They all have to be burnt. Divir Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir says. The Chachomim Omrim. Yalu ba'achasu masai. No, they're bottled in 1 to 200, which is the halacha of Kilai Akerim. Kilai Akerim is all not bottled barov, nidarabonon, it's not bottled b'shishim, it's bottled b'echad b'masai. Special din v'rabonon. Shehoi Reb Meir Omer, eshedarko limnos mikadesh. Reb Meir said, that which is normally count sold by counting, by number, right, is what's it called? Never bottle. The Chachamim Romrim, Eino Mekadesh of Hashishin Dvarim Bilvan. The Chacham say, no, this halacha of Hashivas, Dover Chashuv, only applies to six things. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva, Rabbi Akiva adds a seventh one, the Elohim. These are the seven that Rabbi Akiva said, and six of them are what the Rabbanan hold. Egoze Perech, right, Egozin from this, what's it called, they come from this place, yeah, that's called Perech. They were especially, what's it called, exceptionally important nuts. Rimone Baden, Rimonim, they come from Baden. Those are things that are exceptionally special, important. The Chavio Stumos, closed barrels. The Chilfe Tardin, the Kilche Kruv, the Delas Yvonis, and Rabbi Akiva Mosif Av Kikra Shobalabais. All these things are very choshuva things, and the Rabbanan made a din that they're never bottled. But anything else is what's called is bottled. Haroi la orla, roi la kilai akerim, which of those are roi for kilai akerim are never bottled in osra mishum kilai akerim. Those that are roi la orla, right, not all of them are the same issa, because some are fruits and some are not fruits. Only orla can only apply to fruit. Right, so the ones that are roi la orla, we're talking about orla. The ones that are roi la kilai akerim, we're talking about kilai akerim. The Itmar Allah, and on that Braisa, that Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan said, Omar Eshedarko Limnos Shoninu. In Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir said, Eshedarko Limnos, that's Taka the right Girsa. Anything that is always counted, Rabbi Meir holds is Nefbatl. The Chachom hold no. There are things that are always counted that are still batl. It's only these six things, or according to Rabbi Akiva, seven things. Ella, what's it called? So, Rabbi Shim ben Lakish Omar kol shadarko limnos shanino. In Rabbi Meir, wasn't goris es shadarko limnos, but kol shadarko limnos. Right? Anything that even in what's it called most of the time is counted is still not bottled. So, if that's the case, eggs are most of the time sold by number, even though sometimes they're sold by bulk. So if you learn kol shadarko limnos, there's a Tana, Reb Meir, who says that eggs wouldn't be bottled. And therefore, the Mishnah is talking, the Bryce over there is talking, by a Sofik Trefa, and it's not bottled because eggs are not bottled. But, Ela, Hanichel Reb Shim ben Lakish, Ela Reb Yochanan Ma'ikel Ameimer, the coin to Reb Yochanan, what's it called? It's only es shadarko limnos, something you always sell by number. Eggs are not always sold by number. Sometimes it's sold by bulk. So if that's the case, there's no Tana. The Rabbanan hold only six things. One of them is not an egg. Rabbi Kiva is mosif for seven things, not an egg. Rabbi Meir holds only things that are always counted, not eggs. So why in the world would the egg, if it's a suffix trefa, not be bottle, what's it called, barov? That's the kasha. Elamites must be talking about yontif. Then if it's talking about yontif, and then it's lover sheshul matirim, then why is sveiko asr altogether? Suffix should be mutter because it's only suffix to Rabbanan. That's the kash. Rashi. Honich lamandi omer lekamon. Kol shadarko limno shaniru. Mishnah's Orla. The Mishnah's in Orla. Kid lekamon de lo bot. Mashma, kol dover shiyesh b'nei odom ha-makpidam olav. Mipnei chashivusol, the mochro b'minyan. Anything that some people only sell by number, beitzanami harbi mochro. So many people sell eggs by number. Right? Dozen eggs. El lamandi omer esh shadarko. De mashma es ha-meyuchad lekach. But according to the Man D'Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's Esh Shadarko, that's what Rav Meir holds. It has to be something that is always sold by number. She'ein o'the mochro ba'omer. You never sell it by bulk. Then an egg doesn't fit into that. Ma'ik of a meimer, hari beitza harbeinim keres ba'omer, below minyan. You can buy eggs by bulk. Right? Eggs are sold sometimes by bulk.
By bulk means by weight?
Whatever, no, a box of eggs. Right, how many you get? Whatever, but here's the box. It's a book. Talton, min kitnius lamasik kadera. Right, talton is a kind of spice. Yidlaku kadin kilayakarim. Kilayakarim is also bano. It has to be burnt. Shinamra pen tuktash, tukat esh, tasiri bano. It's also bano, and we learn from the word tuktash, tukat esh, that you have to burn it. Yalu bachas amosayim, in isara the echad may have a mosayim, shall heter yalu. If one of them got mixed up with 200 of heter, so it's mutter. Yala echad meyem, so what do? You take one out, and you burn it, and the other one's a mutter. Take one out, you say that that's where the isser is, not out's brera. Stam, it's a dendrabon, and you have to take one out. Really, they're all bottle, and they're all mutter. But just, what's it called? You shouldn't be nehenna from the isseri hanoi. You take one out, right? And that way, wherever the isser hanoi is, you're losing the hanoi from one. That's the shear of bitl by Orla and Kilay Akerem is 1 in 200. Truma is 1 in 100. Most things are 1 in 60 or rove. Shoya Reb Meir Omer Kolomer Lahochi Omer Reb Meir Kulan Yidvaku V'leslu Bitl. Why does Reb Meir say these things, are osir, and there's no bitl? Even 200 won't be matrit. Even 1,000 won't be matrit. Shoya Reb Meir Omer Hoyel the dark and limnos. Since they're things that are sold by number, right, they're choshev, they're not bottle. Umekad shin leser kol misarvim bahet. V'chachomim omrim, kol perush sh'ol v'olim petelim. No, just the fact that it's sold by number doesn't make it choshev enough not to be bottle. Chutz mishisha dvan. There's only six things that are choshev that are not bottle with rabbon. Shisha dvorim halalu ha-menuyim kan shehen choshevim mo. The very important things, those things are not bottle. Perech ubadim mekomosheim. These are rimonim and egozim that come from these places. Kolche kilche kruvim gedolim im olim shalohem. Ukruv shal Eretz Yisrael, yagodol ke'ilon. The cabbages in Eretz Yisrael were big like trees. Kedamrina biksubos. They were like bushes, the cabbages. So they're very choshev. So they're not bottled. Haroi la orla osun shein min ilon. Va'orla noheges bohem mekachin se ruvei mishim orla. The ones that are fruits that are, what's it called, Shaykh Orla. So this mission applies to Orla. The Haroi Leklai Akerim, Gagon Talta, Chelfe Tardin, the Kolche Kru, which are vegetables, and there's no Orla by vegetables, that's the Leklai Akerim applies to them. Kikrushenu min ila mekachin eruvim beisur Leklai Akerim. Eshe darko limno shoninu. So Rabbi Yochanan said that it says Eshe darko, b'milsa de Rabbi Meir. So, as the Gemara says, "Honi chalav shim ben Lakish ikolok mila brayshet leil diktoni beyalo batlik Reb Meir," because Rish Lakish learned that Reb Meir holds kol shadar kol limnos. Anything that normally is sold by number is not batl. So then, this brayshet can be talking according to Reb Meir, and eggs are normally sold by number, and therefore the brayshet goes like Reb Meir. That's why the egg is talking about a suffik treifa. Not a Suffolk Be'er Shanol de Biyantiv. There's no Kash anymore. That's only a Suffolk Rabbanan, Suffolk Deraisa. And it's not Bakal because eggs are Choshev. But, high tiny little ale. When you get here. So that's a call. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Eshadarko Limno, so it has to be something you always sell by number. So then there's no Tana that we have yet that holds that an egg would not be bottled. So then we're back to the original question. Monafshach. If it's talking about Be'ish and Olda Beyantiv, why is a Suffolk Oster according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi? And if it's talking about, well, and but why it wouldn't be bottle, it would be good because the Rosh Hashanah Matir. But if it's talking about a Suffolk Trefa, then the Kash is not a Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef from the Suffolk, but then why isn't it bottled? And you can't say it becomes eggs or choshuv because there's no Tana, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that eggs are choshuv and not bottled. Okay, we'll continue.